This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's U.S. senators are reiterating their concerns about moving Space Command headquarters out of the state. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper want Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall to consider critical cost and national security questions prior to issuing a final basing decision for Space Command. In a new letter, the two are also requesting a briefing prior to any final decision. Colorado's congressional delegation continues to argue the command should remain in state, where it could reach full operational capability faster than if it moves to Alabama, the site picked by the Trump administration. A decision is expected this fall. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A first-of-its-kind program to pay school districts to hire and train new teachers will begin in Colorado. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Philanthropic investors are putting up almost $1.5 million to train more than 300 new teachers for districts in rural areas and the Aurora and Durango districts. Teachers will be trained in a one-year alternative licensure program at the nonprofit, the Public Education and Business Coalition. Investors get a return if the program achieves the desired outcomes. In this case, the school district will pay back the training costs if a teacher stays in the district for 3 years. In a pilot program last year, the coalition trained 27 Colorado teachers who've committed to continuing to teach in their districts. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Broomfield-based Ball Corporation says it is selling off its Russian beverage canning business following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Last year, Ball said Russia accounted for about 4% of its total sales. Colorado's weather forecast has rain along the Front Range. That's in Colorado Springs and around Metro Denver through this afternoon. It should be a sunnier day tomorrow. Temperatures in the 80s this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.